The LA Play, Season 1, Episode 5, Like a Cowgirl Without a Horse. To not have a car, not even a junker car, in LA, especially when you live in the valley, is a sin against nature. You may as well not have legs or arms because you're a cowgirl without a horse. So people offer pity rides, even though you're kind of okay taking the bus or walking on the streets that don't have any sidewalks. But she gladly took the rides when offered, sparing her hours waiting for buses that never came or being accosted by young wannabe cowboys cruising down Van Nuys Boulevard in ramped-up pickup trucks. You get to know a lot about a person from taking a ride in their car. Ruthie was meticulous and courteous to others. Allison was a risk-taker. She never used her turn signals. Sharon's car smelled of marijuana buds, which she skillfully maneuvered toward her lips every couple of minutes with a roach clip while blasting Leonard Skinner and shifting gears in her topless fake Porsche. One day, Ruthie, kind, meticulous car Ruthie, offered her turquoise Camaro. "Go home for lunch. Take it. Run some errands. You're really so stuck without a car." "No, Ruthie, really, I don't want your highly detailed, newly rebuilt by your soon-to-be husband turquoise Camaro. Really, I'm fine running errands by bus." "Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun driving it. You'll see. I bet you'll want one after driving it. Maybe my fiancé can find a used one for you. Wouldn't that be great?" So she took the turquoise Camaro for a spin up Woodman to Burbank Boulevard to her little studio apartment, just because Ruthie insisted it would be fun. You know, like the cat. She said that would be fun, too, and she should have known. She barely breathed the entire 1.4 miles, gripping the black leather steering wheel, looking both ways twice at every stoplight. Too much pressure driving in L.A. in Ruthie's fun vehicle. She pulled into the narrow side alley next to the stucco apartment, barely squeezing in, and then a sharp left into the carport, which she never used. But better to leave the car there than on the street, right? Even if it was only for half an hour. Weird that it took her only 5 minutes to get home from work. Usually it was a good 40 minutes between waiting for buses and walking. I guess it might be fun to have a car, if it meant getting home that fast. Oh, but then the pressure of keeping it clean and safe and insured and not hit. It was so strange for her to be home at noontime that she didn't know what to do with herself. A cup of tea later, she got back into the Camaro and began to back out of the carport. Except she didn't know how to. The driveway leading out and the carport was in a very tight upside-down L shape, which the other tenants had obviously figured out with much practice given the scuff marks on the corner turn. She tried several geometric pattern variations, but it just did not seem possible. She needed to back out enough to start the turn, but since her spot was the last one in the row, she had to figure in a large cement wall behind and to the side of her. And then there was the turn right at the place where the two lines meet in the reverse L shape. She had finally straightened the car and aligned it going in the correct direction, but now she had to make a sharp right turn into the narrow alleyway. It seemed impossible. And, never having driven this car, she didn't understand why the wheel wasn't turning as much as she needed it to. A neighbor came out and started yelling, "Turn it now! Tighter! Back up!" And then, finally, Zosha just had enough. She took a deep breath, hit the accelerator, and turned as hard as she could, hearing the neighbor yell, "Oh, no!" and grip his head in utter horror. The turquoise Camaro now had a gray streak on the passenger side. Zosha didn't want to believe it. She went back to work, parking the car in Ruthie's spot at the bank. As she entered, she saw Ruthie's eyes sparkling with delight. When Zosha came back to the teller line, "Wasn't that fun? See, if you had a car, you could do that every day." 2 days later, Ruthie's face was red and distraught. "My boyfriend noticed this swipe on the Camaro. Did you notice it when you drove?" Zosha was mortified. She didn't want to believe she was capable of such harm. It was all too much pressure to own a car in L.A., and she took buses for the next 2 years, till she was mugged on one, sitting in back while feeling good about not driving.